Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, January the 11th, 2022. 11122. That is the date today. Well, I checked the temperature during the break, and we were sitting at 11 degrees this morning when we came on the air, and now we are at 13 degrees, so the heat wave continues here in Marion this morning. Now, we were talking a lot about tire pressure and tire gauges and things of that nature before we went to break. We took it right up to the top of the hour. If anybody has anything to say about tire pressure and tire gauges and why in these, as they would say, newfangled cars, the gauge comes on, the sensor, I guess I should say, comes on and goes off, and really you don't do anything at all to the air pressure in the tire, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you, the listening audience. Now, last hour, we got to hear about sealant that apparently places in town can put on a tire when they know there's some kind of a leak. Also, the tire rim expanding and it's expanding and contrasting when it's warm, I guess it expands, and when I guess it's cold, it shrinks, so that can cause some trouble, I guess, with your tires. So a lot of interesting information. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and again, this whole conversation started this morning because I was talking about how last week my tire sensor came on Thursday or Friday, and I looked at all my tires, and they looked fine, but I thought, well, I'll have to get some air in those. And then yesterday morning, when I got in the car to come here, the sensor was off, just magically off all of a sudden. And I'm still amazed by the fact that it was 11, 13, whatever it was this morning, and the garage in my temperature was 32 degrees. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I'm using my wife's phone, but listen, on your tires...
Right.
Hot air inflates, cold air deflates, so in the winter, you'll lose some tire pressure because of the cold, okay? So you have to get them checked a couple times a year. And they make a lot of these wheels now aluminum. And if you ever watch and take a tire off now, a lot of times that aluminum binds to the metal, the steel underneath. They have to take a sledgehammer or a big mallet and hit them to knock them off, to fix them, to repair them a lot of times.
Wow.
But what I'm going to say is, if you go to Logan's over there and have them check your tires, they'll check each one. Give them $1 or $2 tip. That's all you have to do. You don't even have to do that, but I always do, because they spend their time checking each tire for you. And it tells on the door jamb of any car how much pressure should go in them tires. For each car, they're all different. You know, some's 32, some's 35, some's now even 42. Makes the ride a little harder, but they last longer. You know.
Well, that's interesting.
You look on your door jamb, and it'll say the size of tires that should go in that car. Now, you might go buy some. You might buy bigger ones or lower ones for the price, but you should buy what they manufacture for that car. You know, but what I'm saying, cold air, tires will always go down. Cold air deflates.
So in weather we've had, like this morning or late last week, this is going to cause tire pressure to go down.
Yes, and then a sensor. These sensors they got on each wheel, they can go bad too, you know. So it's, you know, they got a sensor on some of these cars. They got like 25 sensors on the engines and everything else, you know. Tells, okay, you're low on cooling, you know, everything.
I know. I have all these lights on my dashboard. If half of them came on, I wouldn't know what they were.
Yeah, when they come on when you first start it, and then they go off one at a time, whatever. But if something stays on, usually you got to look at that area, what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know?
So what's the temperature? What's the temperature in your neck of the woods this morning?
Cold.
Yeah,
I've been out, but I don't know. It's pretty cold.
It is cold. Well, hey, thanks for the advice.
Okay, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Bye
bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 22 and a half minutes past the hour here on this 3 1s and 2 2s. Isn't that, it's an interesting date to me. It's kind of like a palindrome. January the 11th, 2022. 13 degrees as we have it right now here in Marion. But again, those readings can read different depending on where you were. And on television, a lot of times those readings are different as well. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, if we're on the line with somebody else, just keep on calling in. It'll ring busy. We do want to hear from you, 740-383-9944. So, you know, I think the lesson we're learning here this morning is that when it's warm outside, your tires are probably going to be fine, but when it's cold, it could cause your sensor to come on. Go ahead, caller.
To add to what the last caller said about the wheels,
right?
A lot of them are magnesium and aluminum, and you've got steel belts in your tires, and when two metals come together, they create electrolysis, and you get corrosion, and they'll create little air pockets in there where the air can leak out. Not only in the cold weather, but any time throughout the year, that little light will come on and say your tire's low. Well, it may only be a pound low, but it's through electrolysis. And what you have to do then is have the tire broken down and take it to a tire repair, and they put a rubber coating on the wheel that separates the metals, and then you don't have a problem.
Now, that might have been what the first caller was talking about this morning, some kind of coating that was put on his tire.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
It's a rubber compound.
Yeah, some kind of a sealant?
Didn't have a problem. You could have magnesium wheels, but you didn't have steel belt tires. So there was no metal-to-metal contact. The two metals together, they create electrolysis, and it created a corrosion, and it would corrode the... magnesium, and it creates an air pocket there, so it can leak out.
You know, I just wonder what would cause the tire sensor to go back off. That's what I was confused about.
When it warms up a little bit, when you get out and drive a little bit, and the air warms up inside the tire. I just had new tires put on a month ago, and they were fine, but the other morning when it got down to 9 degrees, then the sensor came on, so I went around and checked the tires, and I had one that was a pound off.
Yeah, it'll do that.
Because of the cold weather. So.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see it again this morning with this cold weather.
You might.
Hey, well, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 25 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, 740-383-9944. A lot of need-to-know information. You know, when it gets cold like this, there are a lot of tips that are very useful to people in their daily life. And tires are a big one. Because as I said earlier, one thing you don't want to be doing when it's 11 degrees or 13 degrees or 7 degrees or whatever it is outside, you don't want to be on the side of the road changing a tire. That is not fun at all. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think everybody's correct on all their accusations of tire pressure, but number one is old Mr. Chuckhole. And then number two and three and four, and you can go on and on and on. railroad tracks. And then the biggest old burger of all is the quality of the tire manufacturers. They aren't like they used to be and everything else. And that fluctuation in 1 or 2 pounds with tire pressure, yeah, everything has something to do with it. You get tire pressure in the summer, winter, and everything else, expansion and contraction. But old Chuck Hole and railroad tracks, we go over all the time, and we got different names for them, and some of them we can't repeat over the air, but that's the biggest old culvert. And when, for instance, down at the post office, when you pull in there, I don't pull in, you go up and your tire hits that curb. Well, people go in there maybe every other day, their post office box, and they hit that curb, see? Well, that pressure, when you hit there with the weight of your car and stuff, well, that's bound to affect your tire pressure, right, left, or, I don't know, rear, if you're back in someplace and hit something on a bumping block, you know, so they don't run into some other car. But, yeah, there's a lot of factors. I'd say the quality of the tire isn't nowhere close to what it used to be. Well, they only last 30,000 miles, well, there's something wrong with the manufacturer of that tire. And some of us don't drive as much as we used to. And you get a tire that's 4 years old and maybe 5 or so years old, the tread looks good, but the quality of the rubber is deteriorating too. So there's so many factors. And boy, that light on there, that's a pretty nice idea. But I remember when they first come out, the old timers and stuff, when I worked around the car business, they said, well, they're idiot lights, you know. You got to be an idiot to take the word for that oil light. But I think they're pretty accurate. But, you know, the visibility of just taking the dipstick out and looking at it, I'll tell you, I used to think that if you didn't know everything underneath the hood of the car, you didn't know nothing. But I'll have to retract that statement. I wouldn't even know where a spark plug is on the thing, and I used to be a mechanic, crying out loud. There's so many things on an automobile, but they got them pretty good. I will grant that seat belts and the whole ball of wax, they've saved a lot of lives anymore.
You know, it's interesting because I always wonder if this sensor did not come on, you know, years before, you would have never known anything was wrong, and I'm not even sure anything really is wrong. I mean, did people used to check their tire pressure in the winter and the summer when it to see if it was expanding or contracting?
Yeah, and you know what? I had a car dealership tell me the other day. I went in and got the oil changed and this and that, and well, they give you they give you a list of all the things. They got the check marks on it, check this, check that, check this, and check that. So the second day after I come back from the dealership, I got my vehicle, and the right rear tire shows low, and I thought, well, you know what, I must have a nail in that daggone thing. So I got my tire gauge out, and I checked it. Yeah, it was a couple pounds low, and I thought, well, that's okay. I got a compressor here at home, so I put some air in it, you know. And so the next couple of days went by, and now my right front tire's low. And I thought, well, now what in the name of God's going on here? And so I got out there, and I took a hold of the valve. Where the valve stem is, they got a little cap you put on. Now, some cars are running around without the caps. You take it off, lay it down, you put air in it, and you lose that thing, and they don't pay no attention to it. Well, I thought, you know, I'm going back because it has a mechanic's number on the sheet and the hit list, I call it, and did he hit this, did he hit that, and this, that. And I said, hey, I said, this fluctuation in my tire pressure here, and I said, I checked two of them. I could get the valve cap off of the stem. And they said, yeah. They said, well, what's your problem? I said, well, it's not my problem. I said, I don't think the man, I said, I used to be a mechanic. And I said, you tend to maybe skip something once in a while, but when you got all four tires showing on the hit sheet, they're all checked off. I said, I had to take a pair of pliers and twist this one off of my valve stem, the cap. It was a mat cap on a, the threads on the stem where you put your air in, that was brass, and the cap was a metal one. And they said, oh, well, they said, you're in Ohio. I said, well, what's the name of God has to do with Ohio? And he said, well, salt. He said, there ain't been a damn bit of salt put on the roads yet. And I said, come on, give me a little bit better explanation than that. I said, I'll tell you one thing, they never were checked to start with, and I haven't had my car in here for service for 6,000 miles. And that's one other thing I just bring up, oil. You know, you used to have to get your oil changed every 1,500 miles. Now you can go 6,000 with the synthetic and blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you, the cars, buddy, you pay a big bucks for them, and you sure don't have the quality in windshield wipers, so on and so forth. Well, I'm not knocking anything. It's better than walking, so you guys have a good day. I think everybody hit the nail on the head, and you got so many nails to nail down to keep her in. Well, we can't do it all one day, Scotty.
That's true. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, telephone number, telephone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And again, if it's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We would like to hear from you. Your opinion's always welcome, 740-383-9944. And some of the old ways of doing things, I think, still are the best. But boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to a car, to know something about what's going on under the hood of a car today is very difficult. I mean, you get under the hood and you think you might know what's going on, but you get under there and you realize you have no idea what's going on, and you may damage something if you twist or turn or pull the wrong thing. It can be a mess from time to time. You know, when mechanics have to go to school now, I wonder what kind of classes they have to take and what kind of things they have to do. Because to learn all the different cars and all the different setups and all the different sensors and things now, it must be a job. It really must be a job. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Are you there, caller? Well, apparently our caller was not there. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour. Wouldn't it be nice if it was 34 degrees? Last I checked, we were at 13 degrees. So quite a bit under the 34-degree mark. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on your tires,
yeah,
there's a new tool out that is very, very needed. It's a little portable air pump that you carry in your car.
Oh, interesting.
Battery operated. And all you do is plug it on the nozzle and hit the button. And it's got a gauge on the back. It tells you what the tire pressure is. And that way you don't get stuck out somewhere with, you know, with no way to get air, because every filling station now charges $1, $1.50, $2 for air. And these little guns are not expensive. I think they're like $20, $25, something like that, and then you buy a battery for it. But it's something you can carry in your car and you're protected.
Well, that's interesting. And you can just pick them up at like Walmart or something?
Yeah, Walmart's got them, Home Depot. I bought mine at Walmart. It was like $29.95 or something like that.
Do they just take normal batteries, like AA, AAA?
No. It uses a NiCad battery. You know, like your cordless tools.
Oh, okay.
It's they got 20 volt, 40 volt, 60 volt, and then you just you buy a battery and you get a charger with it, and you just keep the battery charged, and then You carry it in your car, and when you need it, it's there.
So you just keep it charged.
Yeah. I used mine all summer long. I had a tire on my my riding mower that the tire kept going down. I'd just go get my little air pump and pump it up right there, and good to go.
Hey, well, that's a good tip. Hey, thanks for calling.
It is.
Bye-bye.
It is.
That's a very good tip. You know, they come up with all kinds of stuff like that. You know, a few years ago, because I'm not usually mechanically inclined when it comes to cars, or really any mechanically inclined when it comes to cars, somebody got me one of those battery chargers that you plug in at home, and then you put the prongs on your battery, and it'll charge it up and tell you if the battery's good, the battery's bad. You know, last year when I was having battery issues, I don't know if people remember that, that was a major, major help. Now, that's a new innovation in the mechanical world. And why are all these gas stations charging for air? Now, we all understand why they charge for gas, because they have to pay to get the gasoline there. But I don't know that you pay for air, these air pumps, and what they charge for air. What is it, like a dollar and a quarter? Some places $2.50? I don't know how they get away with charging for air. And when did that start? Air used to be free. Remember when the air hose used to be on the side of the building, the gas station? It would just be hanging there, a hose on kind of a hook, and you would just inflate your tire and go right along down the road. Oh no. Now, it's a machine that even takes credit cards or debit cards, and that never works to begin with. And then you've got to have quarters. It's a mess. 740-383-9944, but you know, one of our callers in hour number one this morning brought up the idea that a lot of people working outside in these very cold temperatures, and they certainly are, and we had a caller last week. Now, I don't know if it's a regular listener or not, but her name was Nikki. I think she was listening Friday morning when Mike Wilson and I were on doing the Family Feud, and she does car detailing, and she said she was working outside last Friday when it was pretty cold outside. I hope she's doing okay. Nikki, if you're out there, let us know what the temperature is where you are, and if you're staying warm this morning, wherever you are, because it is a cold morning. If we can say anything, we can say it's a cold, cold morning. All right. Well, we had a call coming in there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. All right. Looks like our call is coming back here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. And again, looking for Nikki, who was listening last week, out in the cold, detailing cars. Hopefully, she's in a warm spot this morning. Anybody out working in the cold this morning, making it by okay, give us a call. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 39 coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. You know, I had a lot of conversation yesterday about the Catwoman, Sue Millizer. Still haven't heard anything from Sue. Maybe one day we will. Found out the Chicken Shack was back open, apparently doing a good business over there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, all these little devices are fine and dandy, but I started working at a filling station 60 years ago, and we done all those little detailed things, washed the windows and put air in the tires and everything. It's just like now at the grocery store, Kroger's, you know what, you sack your own groceries, you pump your own gas at Kroger's, and then the prices are still going up at Kroger's, and the employees are getting richer and richer at Kroger's, and they're just joking about the richer and richer. But no, all these things you do yourself, you know, and you say, well, why would they charge for air? Well, is air really free? You just breathe air if you, the filling station, they would steal the nozzles off of them. They would throw the hose down and this and that. So the maintenance on the owner of the filling station or employees and stuff of doing, picking all that stuff up. So they discontinued. If you want your air, you put your money in, and like the shopping carts, put your money in, you can get you a shopping cart. Come on, man. There's thousands of things around the world today. You put your money in to go to the toilet. Come on. the upkeep and stuff on everything, but the quality isn't there anymore. That's my main factor. Even the plastic bags you put your food in tear apart, and then you lose $17 worth of two cans and just spill all over the floor. You know, there's all kinds of things. I think things are just getting cheaper and the quality's getting worse, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I remember down here on Delaware Avenue for the longest time when the BP was down here on the corner, Speedway had started to charge for air, and they had the big air machine over there that you'd put your credit card or debit card or quarters in, but the BP across the way still just had the free hose on the side, and people always went to the BP because it was free air, but the hose would always break, and I don't know what was going on with that hose that it was always break, but the funny thing was Kroger gas station was there in that little trifecta, and if you knew about it, you would go over to Kroger, and if you stop, now it was a pay air machine where you would have to do the quarters or the credit card or debit card, but if you stopped at the gas station and told them you wanted air, there was always something wrong with that machine, so they would just punch the air on for you. They could do it from the fuel center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they ended up not charging either, but you had to know where to stop at Kroger to do that. Now, I'm sure they don't do that anymore, but all these machines seem to be controlled from the inside. That way, if, you know, like it eats your change and doesn't come on or something like that, if you go inside and tell the clerk, most of these places can just flip the machine on. And that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. But it's all self-serve now. The people that's not able to get in and out of the car and get all that stuff done, boy, it's a job. And you know what? The job security went down when you used to pull in, you get all that done. You know, that's how I met my wife. She gave me a dollar tip, and I still got that dollar 60 years ago for doing all that stuff for her.
It paid off.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Big payoff, man. 60 years ago. Here's Carol. She'll tell you.
Hey, Scott, you're doing a beautiful job. We just love to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate it. How are you doing today? Staying warm?
Yes. Yes. It is cold out there.
Oh, it is way too cold for me out there. Hope you're staying inside today.
Yes, we are.
Well, good.
Wow.
Wait, I'm glad to hear you're out there listening. Good to hear from you.
You do a nice job, Scott. Really like to listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you the truth, boy. You know what? She acts like she's up and had her coffee and her breakfast and got all the housework done and everything. You know what? We ain't never got out of bed yet.
I wish that was me this morning. I wish I was still laying in bed.
I'd love to hear it. You'd say, boy, I wish some mornings I could stay in. Well, you know what, Scott? At your age, it ain't going to be very much longer. Time will fly by, and you'll say, hey, I remember when them guys said they just lay in bed and listen to that radio announcer tell the weather and everything right on there. You don't even have to turn your head to look out the window tomorrow, you know what?
I
like these thermometers, you know, anymore. They're plastic, and they got the little wire metal thing that expands and contracts. There's another thing expanding and contracting hooked onto the needle. And this one here on the east side of the window in the bedroom, why, as soon as the sun gets around, well, it comes up a little bit, you know. You go with the other window, and then the thing's in there on the north side, you know. So there's a fluctuation in the sun naturally expanding and contracting. There isn't none of them read the accurate part of that because there's different locales, different temperatures, you know. It's all got an answer to the question, you know, if you hit the right answer.
You got it.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. You know, that is nice, just being able to lay in bed. Now, I like coming in here. Once I'm up, I'm good. You know, you get out of bed, you take a shower, you get woken up. But it's... And I'm always curious. You know, I do get curious in the mornings. I think, well, I wonder what the line will be like at McDonald's this morning. Wonder if school's in this morning with the temperatures like they are. Wonder what the news will be when I turn on the computer this morning. You know, I think about stuff like that. It's kind of like reading the newspaper used to be. But that first alarm, it would be nice just to kind of get up on your own. Maybe we'll have to find a way to do the radio show from bed. Wouldn't that be an innovation? I'm sure one day that'll come around. If we can charge for air, I'm sure people can do a radio program from the comfort of their own bedroom. All right, 740-383-9944. 46, coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here on this January the 11th, 2022. You know, anywhere you go today, if you have to go out, walk up to the counter and say, do you know it's 11122, 111122. Interesting date here. Again, I hope Nikki, our listener from Friday, is warm today. Haven't heard from her. Don't know. You know, I don't know if a lot of car detailing goes on this time of year. I know a lot of people do it in the summer when they can take their car out and wash it off and get it all spruced up for the summer of doing what they need to do, fishing and things of that nature. But I don't know if a lot of it goes on in the dead of winter like this. January is a peculiar month. Everybody's spent all their money from the holidays, and there's not much daylight, cold weather, and not much money left. 740-383-9944. As I was saying yesterday, we talked a lot about Sue Millizer, the Catwoman. Still haven't heard anything about her whereabouts. Has anybody went by her house over on the corner of, now where was it? Bell Fountain and, no, I have it wrong already. Silver. Silver and Monroe, on the corner of Silver and Monroe. Now see, you people who just like to get out and take a little trip and see what's going on, if you go over on Silver Street, if you live over in that neighborhood, and you go past the corner of Silver and Monroe, you can see if the Catwoman, Sue Millizer, is still there. Haven't heard from her. We did learn yesterday that the Chicken Shack is back open and apparently doing a very good business, which is good to hear. Yesterday, I heard during lunchtime that they really had a lot of cars in the parking lot there, so much that people really didn't even want to stop by. So that's kind of nice. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'll probably be going out today, and I'll go by the house, make a trip over that way, and see if I can find the house and see if the house looks lived in.
Yeah. If she happens to be there, you know, depending on what you want to do, but just maybe leave a little note in her mailbox or on her doorstep or something.
Well,
about,
I think you have to go up steps, and I don't do steps that well.
Oh, okay. Well, I just,
I'll say, but I think, if I remember correctly, I'm trying to think if her porch, some of them have them built in, you know what I mean, like a sun porch.
Right.
I can't really remember because it's been a few years. I think at least, well, whenever that dog bite 3 years ago or so ago. But I'll probably be going out today.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'll go by that way.
Yeah, and if it happens to look lived in, if you could somehow get a message to her, that'd be great.
Do you want her to call the station?
Yeah, just have her to call the station. Let her know that we're interested in how she's doing and what happened with the dog bite. And
well, I'd have to almost know if she lived there because I don't want to leave it there if somebody else is there, leave a message. So I'll just have a little notepad and I'll...
If you see a bunch of cats roaming around, you'll know that she's still there.
Well, I think the one time I tried, I don't know if she had a side drive that I pulled up, and I think she had a little part of the back fenced in where the cats were fenced in back there. So if I could pull in the side drive and walk across the grass.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The sheriff will probably be after me.
No.
I'll try to leave her a little note and leave the number on the card, and I'll just put a few... Well, I hate to do it if somebody else is living there. That's what I don't want to do.
Well, just
I'll kind of figure it out and see.
Yeah, well, just put her name on it, and I'm sure if somebody else is living there that they'll just probably disregard the note.
Yeah, I'll just put Sue, you know, like if you're still here or something, if somebody else, you know, just tear it up or whatever.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
Just call the radio station between 8 and 10 in the morning.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, we'll find out. Because I am curious now. Now, see, this is curiosity for you. All those years that Sue would come into the mall sometimes she would come in, you know, and get some food that we would have there, or sometimes she would come in and tell us what was going on, like that whole dog bite situation. But now I'm curious as to why she has all these cats. Is it just a cat lover situation? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
The last I heard, she was still living there on Monroe and Silver on the northeast corner. I think it's a great house. And when I saw her on Clovers there a while back, she didn't have a car for a while, and then somebody gave her one so she could get around. But as far as I know, she's still there, and trying to take care of the cats to keep them out of the cold weather or whatever.
Well, maybe if this lady goes over there today, maybe we'll hear from Sue. Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, apparently word is that Sue is still on the corner of Silver and Monroe Street over there and still trying to keep the cats warm. But the curiosity that I have now is we heard about the dog bite. We heard about the possible lawsuit that she was going to file. And it'd be interesting to know how it all turned out all these years later, and if she's still able to feed those cats and take care of them. As we talked about yesterday, she used to call Tradio quite a bit asking for dog food and I think it was litter. So we'll find out. Any information, 740-383-9944. And again, glad to hear the Chicken Shack is open and doing a good business. Did anybody find out the hours to the Chicken Shack over on North Main since they've opened back up? Or does anybody have any recommendation on the food? You know, I was going to get a shredded chicken sandwich the other night. When we were going to go there on Friday night, I was going to get a shredded chicken sandwich because I like shredded chicken sandwiches. But of course, they were having an equipment outage that night, so we didn't get to stop in there. But shredded chicken is it's particular. Some people make very good shredded chicken, and some people, I don't know, it's just different. I think it's different strokes for different folks when it comes to shredded chicken. So I don't know, do they have a good shredded chicken sandwich over there at the Chicken Shack? Well, I hear that their shrimp is good. I think Ralph called in yesterday and said that they had a good seafood platter over at the Chicken Shack. I've never had their seafood over there. I like seafood. I especially like the all-you-can-eat fishes, and I like tartar sauce and that sort of thing. So maybe that's the way to go. Maybe that's the recommendation. Does anybody have any recommendations on what you should get if you go over to the Chicken Shack and have some food? I feel bad we haven't heard from Nikki. Now, maybe she's just not listening this morning, but if she's out there detailing those cars, I certainly hope that she is warm. And if she is listening, give us a buzz here before we go off the air today, 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And that goes for anybody who's out working in the cold today. Not a good day to be out working in the cold, as the temperature we have it at this time is about 13 degrees here in Marion. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning, which we only have about 5 minutes left now, and I do want to remind you that the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2 until 3, and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. We'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, well, I was down to Kroger's the other day, and since you got some idea of what goes on there, I had to ask a question, and the girl said, hey, she said, I want to see an ID, and I said, for what? She said, for that beer you bought. And I said, why do I have to show you an ID? And she said, well, that's just the rules here now. And they got a thing there on the counter where you pay, you know, that you must show, everyone shows ID. So that didn't satisfy me. I said, honey, I'll tell you, the only place I need an ID is when I drive my car. And I said, I leave my driver's license hid in my car, because if I lose that, I go to do red tape for about 10 years to get all the information. And I said, I might not get another driver's license, but I joked with all of them, you know, and they said, I know that. And so I said, okay, so I went and got it, and I brought it back in. And I said, is that going to stand forever? And she said, yes, that's it. We got to sign, I'm saying the clerk that checks you out there, the cashier, whatever the title is there, correctly, they said, we got to sign a paper saying that we will check everyone regardless. So I said, well, I'll talk to the manager. I get home, I want to call the manager. So I called the manager at Kroger's on Delaware Avenue, and I said, hey, what's going on down there? And they said, well, that's the rules and regulations. I said, well, you know, we got rules and regulations every day pops up. And I said, I'm just wondering, why can't I find out why? And she said, well, she said, that's it. I said, you got to have more definition than just that's it, honey. I said, you got to tell me a little bit more. She said, well, I'll tell you. She said, the younger people now, get this, the younger people, they come in there, they dress as older people, and this and that, and put this on and that on, and they make their appearance that they're over 21, because I guess that's the law, I believe, 21 to buy. She said, alcohol, and of course, Kroger started selling higher, you know, the whiskey and stuff like that, the liquor, and beer and tobacco. And she said, they start dressing in. I said, you know what, honey, I wonder if I could dress younger. I said, you look at me, you know that I'm over 21. I said, at 80 years old, there couldn't be no discrepancy. She said, that is the rules we charge everybody. So I imagine that's going on out there to your Kroger area. Is that right, or do you know?
Well, you know what? I have not heard that. Now, it could be that is the rule. There has always been a rule, because you have a lot of young cashiers and a lot of young customer service people, and so the rule has always been, if they don't look 27 years old, now where they got 27 I have no idea, but it's if they don't look 27, then card them. But I do know that a lot of times, unfortunately, in stores, and I'm not saying it happened in Marion, but somebody will end up selling liquor or something to somebody who is under 21 because they didn't card them. So a lot of times a store, because that's a big state violation, that's not just a grocery store violation, that I know what they will do is they will just make a policy, card everybody. Because if somebody sold it to an underage person, apparently we're not doing a good job on the 27-year-old thing, so just card everybody.
And I understand, too, yes, it can cause serious injury to, you know, young people buying it and older people buying it regardless. But, you know, that's kind of discriminating after you've lived around and you're 80 years old and they say, hey, you know, get real positive with you. And they will stop that line there, buddy, and you will not get that. They will not give you that, even if you're going to pay for it, until you show an ID. That is what I'm getting at, the principle of the whole damn thing. Seems like after you get older, you get less attention about anything. They just said, hey, if you don't like it, go somewhere else.
And that's unfortunate. It should be handled a lot better than that.
Yes, it is, and it's discriminating. Why do they do it one place and not the other? So I told a friend of mine about that, and he said, hey, Ted, I was off the Walmart the other day and got a 12-pack of beer. And he said, they didn't card me. And I said, well, that isn't a state law. The woman said, that's just the way it is here. I thought maybe it might enter in with the state the way they're... Oh, legislature and stuff today, they'll put a law up against anything right the next day, and it takes 5 years to get one you really want passed good. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Boy, I like to complain here for a bit. I think I get up, move around, get me a cup of coffee, and... a couple eggs, you know?
get some food in you after this morning.
Eat your heart out, Scotty.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. You don't want to give underage people alcohol. And there are state inspectors who pay attention to that sort of thing. For me, I've always carted anybody who I thought even looked remotely young. Because I think you don't want to do that. That's one of those mistakes you don't want to make. Well, we didn't hear back from Nikki this morning, so I hope she's well out there, if she is listening in this cold weather. The one thing I did want to talk about this morning was recipes. So maybe we'll save that for tomorrow, because I saw a show last night. Somebody remind me tomorrow morning to start off, if there's nothing else going on, to talk about recipes, because I saw a show last night that I thought was just fascinating, and I know before the break we had talked about putting together a cookbook, and I would like to get back to that, and that show last night made me think about that and the possibilities that we could have, because I know we have a lot of good cooks who are out there in the listening area. Phyllis Shirk being foremost in that area, without question. All right, I'm done for the day. Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. For this day, thanks for all the participation this morning. I really, really like that. The more you call in, the more fun we can have here on the show. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, would like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church.